Hello, welcome guys. Welcome to Unboxing Startups Podcast. I'm your friend and host Supratik. Came again with the new, fresh, exciting episode of our podcast. So, are you ready? Okay, let's begin news of the day. Last week, we got a note that Ford Motors India is leaving India. And many of the viewers, many of the audiences were confused that what went wrong with Ford Motors in India. We have highlighted 2 points. The latest news that comes from the official Ford Motors India. First, the assembly plants in Gujarat and manufacturing plants in Tamil Nadu will be closed by end of 2021 and quarter 2 of 2022 respectively. Second, Ford is the second American car manufacturer after General Motors to leave India. We went to Twitter, we went to their official handle, we got to know that people were discussing about this, that what went wrong with Ford Motors. And after analyzing the scenario, after analyzing the sales, and after reading out the customer's mind of Ford, we have highlighted 4 potential reasons behind Ford's goodbye to India. The first thing that comes is the high taxes. The union government, high taxes like heavy levies imposed on gasoline vehicles have been a real problem for getting more foreign participation. The high tariff have also been a problem for Toyota, which decided against expansion in the country. But at the same time, companies like Harley-Davidson and General Motors also took the exit route in the past. The second thing that comes is the Ford's marketing failure. While the government can be blamed for its conservative approach, Ford's product and marketing outreach in India hasn't been the best anyway. The third thing that comes is the less car mileage. No matter what, Indians ask about the car's mileage, and Ford cars were powerful, no doubt. But the car mileage was less compared to other brands with the same segment. For example, if we take the Toyota Fortuner, for example, the car gives around 10 to 12 km per liter. And when it comes to the Ford Endeavor, the car was only giving around 7 to 8 km per liter. Almost they are in the same line category of the SUV, but still there was a 6 to 7 km difference when it comes to mileage. And when it comes to Maruti Suzuki, their primary focus on the mileage. Whatever car they release, they announce the mileage of that car. That is a strategy of the marketing from Maruti Suzuki. And that's why they are one of the best selling car in India. And that's why they are surviving in a competitive market like India. But when it comes to Ford, they miserably failed. They failed to understand the mindset of the Indian audiences. What are their expectations? Because whatever the strategies they implement in the US market is totally different when it comes to India. So at this point, we can say that this was also one of the potential reasons for Ford Motors exit. The last point that comes is the limited service point. Maruti Suzuki has the maximum number of service points in India. Even their car models, auto parts are available in every corner of the country. But at the same time, Ford Motors failed to deliver the service stations in India. So in India, before, car buyers also check the service station and after sales price. Now, there is a question that what are the opportunities Ford is giving to other brands? Companies like Kia Motors have single-handedly outsold Ford over the last 2 years by significant margins. Kia Seltos is one of the highest sold cars in India. And do you believe that Kia Motors knocked the Indian market door around 3 years ago, and it has already listed in the high selling cars in India because there are three reasons. First, exceptionally price point. It means that their cars price is very competitive when it comes to comparison with American manufacturer car company. The second thing, they are enlarging their branches. They are establishing their new branches in every cities in India. The third thing that comes is the aggressive marketing point. It means that they are telling the people what are the new features they are giving in their car, and they are giving the futuristic features in every car model, from Seltos to Sona, and they are launching a new cars each and every time. So that is also why people are more towards a new brand like Kia. So this was the story behind the Ford Motor exit, and see you in the next fresh episode of our podcast, and hope you like the episode. And finally, this was your friend and host Suprateek. See you in the next fresh episode of our podcast. Till then, take care and do follow our social media handles, and you can also visit our website www.unboxingstartups.com.